The governor has repeatedly said the state's broke, but Scott Walker says investing in tourism provides one of the state's best returns.
Those major markets down in the Chicago area and the Twin Cities, those are folks that instead of going multiple states over, instead of going to the East Coast or the West Coast or down to Orlando or other places, they can have the time of their life right here in the Midwest in Wisconsin.
At the governor's conference on tourism in Wisconsin Dells, Walker explained how he wants to spend $11 million on tourism marketing the first year of his budget and more the second. In 2012 and 2013, he's proposing to spend $13.3 million.
Frankly, you may have some after this conference who say, well, hey, wait a minute. How is that fair that the governor's putting more dollars into tourism at the same time there are reductions in aid to local governments and schools?
Walker says local governments and schools will be able to replace less state aid with dollars saved on pensions and health care costs. Retired Dells area teacher Arlene Cano came to protest outside the conference. She says not all schools will be able to absorb state cuts.
What this budget bill means for education is doubling class sizes. You wait and see. You will see 50 kids crowded into a classroom that is designed for 25.
Governor Walker says spending more on tourism marketing will grow the economy. He's pledged to create 250,000 jobs over his four-year term. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.